This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Hi, I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Sunday the 21st of October. So come on then, own up. Who thought the J-League was about to break a habit of a lifetime when Sanfrecce Hiroshima went 5 points clear 2 weeks ago? Thankfully, as ever, nothing gets decided that easily here, and Saturday's results in J1 have left both ends of the table suddenly rather congested. We now have four relegation candidates separated by as many points, and that 5-point lead at the top has been evaporated to mere goal difference. Stick around for all the latest news coming up in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and the champions-elect, that's Hiroshima, suffered a last-minute 2-1 defeat at the hands of title holders Kashiwa Reysol, hours after closest challengers Vegalta Sendai had sealed a crucial 3-2 win over third place Urawa Reds. In the 1 p.m. kick-off in Sendai, Makoto Teguramori's men got off to the perfect start, when Wilson's cross was met by Shingo Akamine at the far post to head Vegalta into a second-minute lead. An unmarked Wilson collected Yang Yonggi's pass to fire the hosts 2-0 in front shortly after the hour mark. But Tomoaki Makino charged forwards from the back to reduce Urawa's deficit to 1 just 2 minutes later. Wilson expertly feinted past an overcommitted challenge by Tadaaki Hirakawa to restore the 2-goal advantage, only for Marcio Richardes to pull one back again straight away afterwards and set up a grandstand last 8 minutes. Richardes then had a great chance to equalise right at the death, but Takuto Hayashi bravely dived at his feet to save from point-blank range and secure the Sendai win. Later on in Hiroshima, Sanfrecce struggled to break down the Kashiwa defence for much of the first period, and conceded an opener on the counter to the overlapping fullback Kwon Han Jin right on half-time. Koji Morisaki equalised 7 minutes after the restart, but Hiroshima were unable to turn their relative domination thereafter into a vital second goal, and they were made to pay in the 4th minute of added time. Jorge Wagner's corner went over a crowd of players for defender Tatsuya Masashima to slot home a dramatic winner, as the champions still refused to surrender their crown without a fight. They move up to 4th, now 9 points behind the top 2, but level with Shimizu S-Pulse, who drew 1-1 at home to relegation battling Vissel Kobe, and Nagoya Grampus, who won 3-1 at Sagan Tosu. Urawa are now 6 points off the summit in 3rd, having lost 3 of their last 4. Straddling the drop line, Ormia Ardija and Albirex Niigata could only draw 1-1 in their meeting at the NAC 5 stadium, allowing Gamba Osaka to move within a point of safety after their 3-2 win away to Kawasaki Frontale. Bruno Lopez rolled the ball across the 18-yard line and in front of the Ormia back four for an unmarked Atomu Tanaka to strike Niigata into a deserved 1-0 lead after 38 minutes. But Takuya Aoki pierced the visiting defence via a 1-2 with Keigo Higashi to equalise for the Squirrels just before the break. In Kawasaki, occasional Japan international Akihiro Ienaga was the hero for Gamba, with 2 goals in a game they largely controlled, but still needed to score 3 to compensate for the continued failings of their defence. Superb passing moves put Gamba ahead twice, through Ienaga and left-back Hiroki Fujiharu, only for Junpei Kusukami and Kengo Nakamura to be left unmarked in otherwise crowded penalty areas to head equalisers for Frontale. But when Yuki Saneto could only half clear Leandro's cross, Ienaga smashed home the loose ball to take Gamba a point ahead of Niigata in 16th. Winless in 7, Kobe are now just 3 points ahead of Gamba in 14th position, with Kashima Antlers as many clear of them in 13th place, after Shinzo Koroki missed a penalty in their goalless draw with relegated Consadole Sapporo. Elsewhere, Cerezo Osaka drew 1-1 at home to FC Tokyo. A few more talking points to finish up with, and a week after securing an immediate return to the top flight, Vanfore Corfu made sure of their J2 championship, with a 3-2 victory away to Vispa Fukuoka. Kyoto Sanga moved into the second automatic promotion spot, thanks to a 3-1 win over FC Gifu, after Shonan Bellmare were held 1-1 at home to Jeff United Chiba. With 3 matches remaining for most second division clubs, everyone down to Fagiano Okayama in 10th are theoretically in with a chance of automatic promotion. Tochigi SC in 11th could still make the playoffs. And finally, Machida Zelvia are now 6 points adrift at the bottom of J2 and could well become the first team ever to be relegated from the J-League, with associate members Vivar and Nagasaki still 5 points clear at the top of the third tier JFL. Well, many congratulations to Vanfore Corfu, and thanks to all of you for listening. I'll be back this time next week with another J-League Roundup. Until then, it's bye for now.